We're going to read together a famous story that I wanted Davka to do inside. That's brought down in all the Svarim about the nine men of Malach, and then Mitzvah Shem will have time. We're going to learn a Torah that's related to the Indian that we were talking about last time, the Avoda in Lezhensk on the Mida of Tmimus, Pashta, simplicity. That surah that we spoke about of a Chassidish Yid that was in Poland and Galicia before the war, that it's hard to meet, it's hard to come by these days. I mean, we grew up with them. I don't know if the new generation is not going to see the kind that we saw growing up. It's very, very hard nowadays to produce such a type, with the type of meekness and humility and so on. Before we even get to this mice that we read together, and then we'll do a Torah Mitzvah Shem to start getting ready for Parshas Chodesh and for Chodesh Nisan and for Pesach and the next Mitzvah. Well, I don't know. I have to find out. I think my wife. I don't know if she told me I have a chasna next Monday night. It could be. I'll check up, make sure before next Monday night. I don't remember. Could be. So we have to make a chanis for Pesach. Let me just tell you this interesting thing, that the Rebbe from Kamarna said that the Nayim HaMelech once said that, why is it that he says that I was hoping that I'd be able to, the Nayim HaMelech said, I was hoping that I'd be able to sit and learn and daven and be an Eved Hashem and have sort of a quiet, more reserved type of a private life. And in the end, day and night, this one comes to me for Parnasa. Meilach, Parnasa. This comes to Meilach, Kinder, I need children. This one says, Meilach, Gesund, I'm sick. So how did this happen to me? I was just like a quiet person. I wanted to be by myself and to learn. And I have day and night, people come to me, Meilach, Parnasa, Meilach, Kinder, Meilach, this. So how did this happen? So he started to cry the night off, and he says, you know why? It's because all these people that come to me, they know it's my fault that they don't have panos and they don't have children, and that they don't have gesund, they don't have health. That somehow that I caused this in the world, that there should be people that have problems, and if they come to me, it's because they know that I'm the one that caused this problem, and that I'm the only one that could fix this problem. Can you imagine such a thing? So there are a few famous meisim that we'll talk about from Yitzhak Shem. I'll tell you some interesting meisim about Meilach, some fantastic stories as we go along. But this one that we're going to do together, but the humility of the Nayim HaMelech and the Pashtus, the simplicity and the humility of that person, although being such an amazing thinker, like we're learning Torahs in the Nayim HaMelech, unbelievable Torahs, it's hard to believe that the same person who wrote these Torahs was in his way of conducting himself, went with such simplicity. This is a famous maaseh, I'm sure that many of you know. It could even be that Shlomo Kalibach told over the story. I think he did tell it over, but he told it in his own way, and it's not exactly the way it's in the Svarim. It comes out a lot nicer with the guitar and the lights out, but that's not my style. It's more no music and lights on type. And although I can appreciate that, but it's not my style so much. So you have this with the one that has not the Kedushas, like with the two pages you see next to each other. This is really this sefer. There are many Svarim that have stories from the Nayim HaMelech. This one sefer, which is really out of print for many years ago by Meir Edelbein, he brings down in a very clear and beautiful way the Meisim. So let's go through this Maisa, and it will go very quickly, but I want you should see it inside, it's important. And then we'll learn the Torah Mitzvah Shem Nayim HaMelech. So, Pam, where it says, Mechilus Avinus Hadadis, Pam Sholach Rabbi HaMelech, Es Echad HaChasidim Shalo, El Mozeg Echad, She Yoshav B'Kfar Rachok. One time, the Rabbi HaMelech sent one of his Chasidim to a person who was in the wine business, who lived in a very far away village. But this was the person who was, my father remembers that in Europe, when you bought wine, the way it worked, you didn't have bottles like listen, when we were kids, they didn't have all these things. It was mostly dark grape Concord. No, I don't remember all these different bottles. That's for sure not. But all right. Yeah, we spoke of it the other day. But in the old days in Europe, they had barrels. They had barrels, and my father said he used to go. And depending upon who the guy, like, some was a bigger maven, less of a maven, and he asked you what you want, and your father would tell you what you're supposed to try to get this and to mix with that, then you go to barrels. You bought your own bottle, and you went to different barrels, and you took some wine, and you made it some kind of chalum. So if you had a guy, this was a mosaic. It was a special. A mosaic was a wine mixer. It wasn't like, this is not a gvir. We're not talking about rich guy. This is a post. These are usually not rich people. These are not the ones that own the whole operation. They were just mixing wines. So the Rebbe sent this chassid to go to that village. Over there, there's this yid. Liros keitzat hala oirech haseidah kaparis. And from him, you'll learn how to do kaparis on Erev Yom Kippur. How to do kaparis, how to shlok kaparis Erev Yom Kippur. Rama chassid itztair ma'oid. He was very upset, the chassid. Why? Hine also lay hanesia. Meaning, until he finally got to Lezhensk, his whole thing was he wanted to go to Lezhensk to be able to be Yontiv with the Noemelim with the Rabbi. And he gets there a couple of days, I guess, before Yontiv, and the Rabbi says, not to stay with me, you have to go to this village to go to some guy to learn how to shluck a parus. Achvarak lamanshi yases yom kippur v'michitzosa shel hatzadik. He spent a lot of money, a lot of time, just to be able to spend Yom Kippur together with the tzaddik. V'achshav, who onus lazevis rabbo, the next column, and now his Rebbe is forcing him to go away, v'limso el kfar rachok, to go to a faraway village, v'lasos ito ves reyav hadomim lo, v'yem hakodesh, and he's to go to a faraway village and to be with people like himself. People that know better than him. To spend Yom Kippur with regular people. He wanted to be with a tzaddik. A tzaddik omar linsoa. But if the Rebbe said to go, mi yahar harachrov. So you're not allowed to have any questions or doubts. Mi yoy is limroit es piv. No one's allowed to go against what the Rebbe said. Hachazid yotzel hakfar. So he went to that village. Vachri nesia kosha. And it was a very difficult trip. He gilais erev. He arrived the night. Halayla shalifna Yom Kippur. The night before Yom Kippur. Hachosid nichnas al apundak, he went into the place to whatever to stay.
Hey.
Yeah. Hacheder hayamole ashan shehelu haykar hamemalimis oilam miktirisayim. The room was filled with smoke, but the peasants were smoking there. It was filled with the smell. Vereach hamashke acharif nodak mikolachad, and there was also a strong smell of liquor coming from the chevra over there. It was difficult for him to get through this crowd with the smoke and the liquor, to get through to what? To this guy, to the mosaic, to this yid who was taking care, this guy who was taking care and giving drinks to the ikarm, to the farmers, to the peasants. So the chassid said to this guy that his intention is to be Yom Kippur in the village. So he asked, would you mind if I stayed by you? So he was happy to receive him. And he gave him a place to sleep, some place in at the edge, end of the house. So the chassid went over there. He kept his eyes open. He was following all the actions of the to see what's going to happen with this guy. It was already after midnight, and all of the customers had already left this bar, whatever. So he was watching. That apparently what happened was that this bartender, wine mixer, he woke up his wife, and he called her to come. Usually the time that was for kaparis was in the old days, and still in certain places nowadays, it's very, very, very early in the morning on Erev Yom Kippur. Very early in the morning Erev Yom Kippur. It's still dark. So he woke up his wife, and he says, time we have to make kaparis. Afa Moizik Notalas Yodov, So the, he's lying, this guy's making believe he's asleep. The chassid from the Rebbe Elimelech is lying there in the corner, he's watching this. And this yid washes his hands, v'yosho l'shulchan, he sits down to the table of Omar, Onar ayosi havias akuntris. He says to his wife, please, he says, bring the kuntris. Now, kuntris means the book, the books. What book are we talking about? Ishta higishas akuntris, the wife brings a book, v'amayzik echelik rabakal. And the bartender, this guy starts to read out loud. The Yom Ploni lo hisnahagti karoi. He wrote it was an account book of all the, of the entire year. And he's reading out loud. He said on this day, and he says which day, I didn't behave properly. And whatever he wrote down there, what he did wrong that day. The Yom Almoni lo kibalti b'sever panim yofes halach ani. That on this day, I wasn't so nice, and I didn't receive properly this poor person who came to me. Biyom Ploni, on this other day, halachti dalad amas blinda tilsidaim. I went 4 amas in the morning without washing my hands, and I got up. Ulamachrosa remisi esechad hikarm. And the following day, on this day, I cheated one of the peasants. Kach halach amana piret eschatov. He went and he read through all the pages of all the days, and he specified, and he went through all of his sins, she'asa b'mech ha'shana, the entire year. V'acha she'partam kulam, and after he went through all of them, pasach v'amar, he said, Ribbono shel Olam, ona slach no l'chatoi, Ribbono shel Olam, please forgive me for my sins. Mescharet anoichi aleihem, I regret doing them. V'ani mavticha shleyachto, I promise you I'm not going to do these things again. I know that last year I also promised I'd be better. No, I wasn't strong enough to overcome my Yitzhar. Ulam, however, hapam, this time, I promise you, Nemana, really, really, I'm not going to get you upset anymore with my bad things. So this is how they confessed, and she said, I guess, her things they had written down in the Bichl. They had a book. Can you imagine to have a book like that? They had a book. We have to have it on CD, of course, nowadays. So they confessed, Kach esvadu, ha-moizeg, v'ishto, the moizeg, the bartender, and his wife, v'shnehem boch, and they're crying, the two of them. K'shesiyim l'svadis al-chatov. When they were finished confessing their sins, Shuv pana listo, he turned to his wife, Ho'ili betuvech lahagishli es akuntris hasheni. He said, please be kind enough and bring the second book. You know this maisa? It's a famous maisa. Bring the second bichel. What's the second book? Shuv kama listo, she got up. Chipsa es akuntris, she found the book. Ve'hivi also al bailon, she brought this book to her husband. This also was an old book, and it was filled with creases and so on. It was bent. Hamoizek pasach asakuntris. He opened up this book, ve'echel likra, when he began to read. Rabbanu Shalom, he said, Rabbanu Shalom karuhu mitach taina utlun. He said, Master of the World, he said with a complaint. Harilafanacha hasevel shavar alayna meshach hashana. Here is a record and accounting of the suffering that we went through this past year. Biyom Ploni, on this and this day, and it says the day he wrote it down, he would keep a record. Hisparis lebesi hastrosta, the parrots, you know, the landowner, the goy. The chamas hemani sak in topuchi adam and masayim beitz, and he went and he grabbed and he stole from me. He took away from me a whole sack of potatoes with 200 eggs. Only because we're Jews, he would never do that to anybody else. Biyom Almoni, then he has on another day. He turns the page, he got another day. His al would be Kamashchenin. A couple of neighbors goyim got hold of me, and they're making fun of me. And Martu is a Kenai, and they ripped out parts of my beard. Vihikuni at Zervdam, and they were beating me until blood was coming out. Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Why? Because we're the children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. V'ha'achrayin hichbid. But this, he says, the last thing, I guess they went through the book of all these different tzaros, but he says the last thing is the worst. What's the last thing? Kan parts of a bechi mar. And here, the bartender, this yid, the wine mixer, and his wife, they both started crying. Bas yichida haisali. I had only one daughter. Bas zekunim, who was born to us in our old age. Be'ahava rabba gidalnu osa. With great love we raised her. At shemol shteimis reishon until she was 12 years old. Be'achad hayomim, one day this year, Chazra Abaisa, she came home, v'sainin al ke'evei rosh, and she complained of a headache. Hefhalti as a chayvish la'akizim an adam. I quickly got the guy to let some blood out. That was what they did in those days. Hishtamashnu b'chala refus, and we tried all different medicines. Ukshehichmi matzava, ponse ishti al beis ha-medrash, and when my daughter's situation got worse, her condition was worse, my wife went to the beis medrash. Ella hitztarfu ashcheinim. And she went, and all the neighbors, I guess the women, they went to the Koru Rikima to Lasayim, and they were tearing the heavens with their tefillahs, with their davening. Ulam Shari Rachim Ninolu, the gates of mercy were locked. Biti Holchala Ilama, my daughter died. V'hazocha Ayochit Shanishra Himana, Hotal Ofer HaMisraimim Al Kivra B'Beis Alman. And the only memory we have of her is a mound of dirt that's in the cemetery. That's all that's left of her. Hachayker holach amana oval achar oval. He went through the pages of the year, counting one horrible thing after another. Shenasal b'meshach hashana, that happened to him during the year. V'hiftir, and he ended and he said this. Ha'im lo yecholta kel malei rachmin. L'hashpia aleinu mi'oitzi rachamecha amanas lahamtik es gaireli hamar. Rabbi Shalom, a God who's so filled with compassion, wasn't it possible for you, from your Eitzer, from your treasury of goodness and compassion, to give us a sweeter life, that our lives should be sweeter than they've been? L'noichach ha-sevel ha-rav, and Master of the World, can't you admit that in light of the horrible suffering we've been through, ein pella, it's no great wonder, that I haven't been 100% careful with some mitzvahs. This peasant, the Yid, he sat and he was arguing with Hashem. This is all part of Kaparis, right? This is how he's slogging Kaparis. After an hour or so, he said, Rabbi Shalom, hello, Rabbi Yom Kippur, Ma'ata. He said, look, Rabbi Shalom, look. It's Rabbi Yom Kippur. Chavon is payes. Let's make up. Let's work things out. Let's make up. Slach li ata lechatoi. Forgive me for my sins. V'cholav zois. And in exchange for your forgiving me for my sins, af ani lo ova oid betainis atlunas, I won't complain about you anymore. Kivyoch, I'll forgive you for your sins. Ani mavticha l'sharpes maasai. I promise you that I'm going to improve my behavior. Vafata, and you too, Hashem. Techtevenu l'chaim tovim l'shalom. Write us for a good year, a better year. We should see him when he finished this. Komu me'es me'shavim. The husband and wife stood up. V'stivei v'sakuntris me'al l'roish he'shneim. Instead of a chicken, I'm sure he couldn't afford it, He took the bichl, the book. Here they are from Lezhensk. You didn't go home?
No, I was nowhere else, no?
Okay. All right, cool. Rebecca. That was fast. Unbelievable. You got 7:30?
Yeah.
Does mommy know you're home?
No.
She's gonna, you have to tell mommy to help.
Oh,
you call? Oh. All right. So we're just talking about you, homie. You hear this, they probably couldn't afford a chicken. So he's slugging he takes this book, I guess these two books, one of his Aveiros and one Kivyochel of Hashem's in Yonim, and he's slugging these over the head. As you see him, they got up, Shneim Vakara, Zechalifasi, like we say by the chicken, or by the tzedakah, if you don't use a chicken, Zechalifasi, Zechmarasi, Zechaparasi. May this be an exchange instead of me, right? This will be a substitute for me. Zekaparosi, this will be a kapara. Veshneh Kuntresim Heshlichu La'esh. You hear? Each year was a new book. They took the two books and threw them into the fire. The way that you take the chicken, you throw it to the shaykhid. Nowadays, you think that it's nice. They put it in the box. He's not going to the hotel. We know where they're going, right? So in the old days, they would just throw it on the floor in the shaykhid. That was the end. It was on the spot. You go to Borough Park in Williamsburg, they'll still do it on the spot. So through the chicken, mamish, through the contrace and the books, into the fire. Acha Yom Kippurim. This is what this Yid saw. Instead of being Yom Kippur, the Noam Elimelech, this is what he saw. Acha Yom Kippurim, Kishachazar Achazar Rabba Blazhensk. So after Yom Kippur, he went back to Blazhensk. He went back to the Rabbi Elimelech. Sipale Masharo Einav. And he told over to the Rabbi Elimelech what he saw with his own eyes. Masharshamu Oiznav. And what he heard with his ears. Alaricha Seda Kaparish Lamaizik, the way that Yidl, that bartender, whatever he was, the way that he shlod Kaparis. Rabbi Elimelech Hikshiv Keshev Rav. Rabbi Elimelech listened very, very carefully. Vihifter, and he said, Gedoyla Avadosu Shal Oisa Yehudi. You have to know how great was the Avoida of that Yid. Humakai Mrs. Vidui Kedivre Hamelach David. The way that Yid confessed his Averis to Hashem, and the way he shalot kaparis, is the way that David HaMelech did it. Kevanose Avru Keish. My sins have passed over me like a fire. Na'avesi Shachresi Ad Ma'oid. I'm humbled and lowered very, very much. Ubulchol Zois, and still Hashem. Ubulchol Zois, and despite all of this, that my sins have lowered me so much, Van Chosi Memchol Inistar. I haven't hid my sighing and my krechzing from you. So what the Rebbe Elimelech was saying is that this was the kaparis, this was the way David HaMelech said vidui, that David HaMelech didn't hide any of his faults and shortcomings from Hashem. And he confessed his avers, and he was straight 100%. But at the same time, anchasim emchal enestar, I didn't hide from you that I also have complaints, kevyachal, I'm also tzibrachim, about what happened during this year. And if we could be mefayis each other, if we could work this out. So that's a very, very famous story about the way that the Noam Elimelech, the way that the Rebbe Elimelech was teaching his chassidim, that there's no greater value in the world than humility, pashtus, and simplicity. And there's no other way to understand what we began tonight with. How could the Noam Elimelech have said such a thing, that whoever comes to him with problems because it's his fault? He saw himself in such a way. It's a very hard thing to understand, and we're not going to get into it right now. Even though when he spoke with Hasidim, the Noam Elimelech with the Hasidim, he constantly warned them against fasting, against in any way hurting themselves and depriving themselves. But in his own personal life, it was even after he became a devoted disciple of the Mizrach Magid. He went by the Torah Sabal Shem. It's one of the mysteries in the history of Chassidus how the Rebbe Melch continued in that way of tormenting himself and depriving himself, eating and sleeping. He lived in such horrible deprivation, and he blamed always on himself. And he taught pashtus and simplicity, but the simcha that he gave over to the Jews, it seems, was more than he took in his own life. That he was very hard on himself. Let's learn a Torah that's also all about this inyan of humility and of pashtus, and it's going to bring us in. It's going to get us started on the way towards Rosh Chodesh, towards pashtus achodesh, and towards Pesach. There's nothing about Pesach in here. It's about Rosh Chodesh. Achaydis is alachem, rishon hu lachem lechodesh Hashanah. That Hashem Yisbarach gave us the first mitzvah as a people in Mitzrayim. He gave us the mitzvah of Kiddush Achaydish, to sanctify the new moon. Kiddush Achaydish. Achaydis is alachem. And of course, in the Chassidus form, the whole meaning of Achaydis is alachem is the ability of a Jew to be mechadish himself, which is what we all want. We all want this chadshus. To start again and to renew ourselves and to begin again and to throw those two books into the fire, right? Of our things and tzaros, everything should go into the fire and just start again as chadshus. Nir lefarish. Now let me just warn you that oftentimes when we're learning Torahs of Rav Nachman, we think we understand them. Here, we're not even going to be able to delude ourselves completely, as we have in the past on many occasions. Much of this is written in a way that we could try to understand. There is one Indian here that's a little bit hard for us without going into certain Hagdamas in Kabbalah, which, as you know, is not my way to go into those in Yonim. So we'll try, Afal Pichem, we'll try to get what we can from it. There's a lot here. The Nir Lefarish, the east of the Medrash, it says in the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bara Olamos VeHachrivan. Everybody has heard of this, that Hashem before this world, Hashem created worlds before this world and destroyed them. Bara Olamos VeHachrivan. Hashem created worlds and destroyed them. Ve'achakach Bara Olamos V'Amar Hadein Hanyan Li. V'Hadein Li Hanyan Li. It came to a point when the Baruch Shalom said, this world, or these worlds that we have right now, this is what I want, this is what will remain, v'hadein lehanyam li, and those not. And all this Rama talking about, what were those worlds, the Alma de Cheruvim they were called, the worlds that were destroyed, what were they about? Why did Hashem Baruch make worlds and destroy them, and make worlds and destroy them, until finally the Baruch Shalom created this world and said, Hadein Hanyanli, and you, I mean, then you could ask the question, what's so gewaldig about this world that this? Well, I mean, if this is so good, it must be that the ones before were terrible. So, what does it mean Hadein Hanyanli? The Olam is Hacharuvim, and like everything with all the Talmid Bal Shem Tov, the Rebbe Malch, of course, is going to explain to us that this is not some sort of an Indian beyond our understanding. If Chazal revealed this to us, it's because it means something to us right now. And it's part of our lives. It's not history. There was no need for Hashem to reveal to Chazal the secret that he made worlds and destroyed them. So what are we supposed to say? Shkoich, what do we have a shaykhis to those worlds that were destroyed? We're not going to ever have even Passover in one of those places, even though, you know, they're trying to find every place in the world, and one of those worlds we're not going to have any trips for Pesach. So why does it have to exist? Because the only reason that there are faraway places that exist is that Jews should be able to go there for Passover. So in the Olamos HaCheruvim, no one's going to ever go there. So what do we have to? What's the nafkamina with Hashem created these worlds and destroyed them? So the Svarim tell us, this is when he says the Svarim here. It's in the Eitz Chaim. It's in the Kisvei Ha'ari. Says in the Svarim, Atam shall be as Olam Shechriven. What are these Olam Shechriven? And we'll see that even now, Hechriven doesn't mean that they're still not somehow affecting us. These are the Svarim, Atam shall be as Olam Shechriven. The Chakir be as Olam Shechriven. That Hashem made worlds that were destroyed, and then He created a world, the world that we're presently in, which is called Olam HaTikun, which we have an opportunity, using our free choice, to bring repair, and Ha'ilaman Schava Einish, and in doing so, we could have, if we do what we're supposed to, and we're working on repairing things, and building things, then we could be greatly rewarded. And God forbid, if we're not doing that, then it's not going to be rewarded. It may be the opposite of reward. Zehu, and this is the meaning of what Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash, and of course, Rashi is just telling us from Chazal, that what? Mitchila olav machshava lebarav midas adin. The Rebbe is teaching us, based upon the Kisvei Ha'ari, that these worlds are not as mysterious as we think. But in fact, this is exactly what Rashi is talking about in Chazal, in that first pasuk in Chumash, that in the beginning, mitchila, originally olav machshava, Hashem originally kivyachol when He conceived of creating a world. Is olav machshava lebaro of midas adin. He conceived of creating the world with the midah of din, of strictness, of severity. Din, in other words, you have to earn your keep. You have to pay for your hotel room. There's nothing for free. Midas adin. Ra'a she'en olam eskayim. The Baruch Hashem saw that it's not going to work. It's not going to work like this without welfare and all kinds of other programs. It's not going to work. So the Baruch Shalom joined together with the Midas Adin, Midas Arachim, compassion. And that's the thing is, first it says Bereshis Bar Elokim, right? Elokim is Din. And then it says, B'yam HaSois Havai Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim Ezra Shamayim. Then it says the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Of course, Yud Kei Vav Kei means compassion. Rachamim Elokim means Din. And everybody said, what does that mean? Hashem thought of making the world. What do you mean? Hashem's Baruch had a Havamina? I mean, that maybe it should be like this? No, it's not going to be. It can't be. Shita Baruch Nisra Rachamim Hainim. So the Rebbe explains a very, very, very big yesod. He says, this is not an issue of Havaminas. The same way that the Olamos HaCharuvin, those destroyed worlds before this world, it's not something in past history. He says, Hainu, Mitchila HaYibriyas Olamos HaCharuvin. First the Baruch Shalom created, and he's talking about Kabbalah in you, but we're just going to talk about it on our level. Hashem Yisroel created those worlds that are called the world of Din that couldn't live up to the Din, to that measure of Din. Those are called Olam HaCharuvin. The same way that there are many teachers and many rabbis and many parents and many friends that have had very, very strong Din-like expectations of their students or loved ones and so on. And they've left behind Olam HaCharuvin, destroyed worlds. After the Olam HaCharuvin, then that's called Midas HaDin, that's Elokim. Then what? Hashem Yisbarach joined together the Yud Kei Vav Kei with Elokim to create a world in which there's compassion and waiting and tolerance and patience. Olam HaTikun. Shumidas Arachman. Now you know that Rachman does not mean complete Chesed. Chesed means a freebie. Rachman is the integration of Chesed and Din. Rachman doesn't mean that it's just you do whatever you want. It means this, but there's compassion. There's waiting. There's working with us and so on. And this is what Chazal meant when they said that when Hashem Yisbarach created the world, he conferred, he consulted with the neshamas of the tzaddikim. Also, a very mysterious chazal. What does that mean that Hashem consulted with the neshamas of the tzaddikim before he created the world? What's he schmoozing with the tzaddikim? The neshamas of the tzaddikim who weren't yet created. What does that even mean, b'chlal? Right, so that's what I'm all talking about, it's nishmas tzaddikim. Right, b'chlal was a tzaddikim, he didn't have to. The nishmas tzaddikim, the future tzaddikim, what is that? What kind of a consultation is that? But according to what we're learning, we can understand. Every single Jew, and even a tzaddik, has to go through what the world went through, the creation, and it still goes. So that's why there's not past history. This is in our lives right now. In order to create a world, everybody has to go through what a period of Olam HaCharuvin, of worlds that don't work out, of suffering, of difficulties, of things that just didn't work out, or things where there was dinim, difficulties, like we told in the story, hard times, difficulties, confusion. And to come to that place, that time, we're having gone through the Olam HaCharuvin. And Hashem Yisbarach created the world in such a way because that's how we must go through the Olam HaCharuvin to come to the Olam HaTikun. That's what the Rebbe says. This is not something. Hashem doesn't create. Even those worlds that are called Olam HaCharuvin, they didn't disappear. There's nothing that Hashem made goes away. Hashem is Hashem Yisbarach made something. It's permanent. So even the Olam HaCharuvin are part of our lives now. And it's all part of what we need to go through to come to them to that union of that Olam HaTikun that we have to go through Olam HaCharuvin. That's what the Rebbe is saying. K'may shohayi b'yis Olam shohayi mitchilo Olam HaCharuvin v'achakech Olam HaTikun. V'kol ma shabor hu nitzchi is tamid, it's always, it's forever. B'li hefsik. This is going on all the time. It could go one day like this, the next day like that. 1 hour could be a gevaldik, the next hour, God forbid. It's constantly changing. Olam HaCharuvin, Olam HaTikun, all constantly changing. And not only that, but here you see the Rebbe talks a little bit, he lets us in a little bit on something. And he says, the highway they see good for Tanis. He says that the tzaddik sometimes has to even torment himself and fast. Tchilas and yisur, to go through suffering first, even self-imposed suffering. Besides the suffering that he has, tamazoi, that everybody has, the tzaddikim bring more suffering upon themselves. Again, he wasn't suggesting this for everybody, but the suffering that one goes through, the tzaddikim take upon themselves. But Saifan Shalva, Chazal say, Tzadikim Tchilas Nisurim, that they begin with difficulties and suffering, but Saifan in the end will be Shalva, there'll be peace, which means Tikkun. And it goes back and forth. Tainu Achakak, Shemesakin Es Atzim of Masav Kedoshim, when the Tzadik is able to through the Olam Esacharuvim and the Dinim of his life, to work on himself and to repair and to fix and to do what he can. On all levels, his physical limbs, his entire body, his ruach, his neshama, his ayav dosa ba'ilam atikin. Then he comes to a point where there is such a thing with the tzaddik's halach vaydis na'ilam atikin. Behind the kol dover v'dovish at tzaddik aysa. When the tzaddik reaches this level, this is an astounding level, where every single thing that the tzaddik does is poil u'mesakin ba'kulis v'tikun gudam. It's only tikunim. It's all tikkunim, and being brachas, and giving out brachas and hashpos, and all kinds of things, tikkunim for the world, for everybody in the world, all tikkunim. The Isa B'Gemara, it says in the Gemara, Kol ma shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that Hashem Mizbarach created. Focus on the word kol ma, because the Rebbe is going to teach us that there's something special about the word ma. Kol ma shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that Hashem created. Could have said kol shah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol ma, everything that Hashem Yisbaruch created. L'tzivyonim nivru, l'daitam nivru. Hashem Yisbaruch created everything with its consent. Everything that was created was first asked whether it wants to be created. L'daitam, t'hayinu shah Hashem Yisbaruch shor l'daitam. Not only did Hashem Yisbaruch ask the tzaddikim, speak to the tzaddikim, not only did Hashem Yisbaruch tell the tzaddikim what they're going to have to go through, and even now they go through, but Hashem Yisbaruch told everything in the world, asked everything, Shalos Daitam. Im Him Reitzim Liboros, do you want to be created? Al Tnai Zeh, Val Avayda Zayis, with this condition that you're going to have to live through Elam Escheruvin, Elam Atikin, to come to Elam Atikin, do you agree to this? And everything that exists agreed to be part of that program. What role and what part exactly each thing has, that's whatever, we don't know, but to be part of the program. And that is a deeper meaning. That Hashem consulted with the tzaddikim. Of course the whole world is resting on the tzaddikim, and they in particular had a private consultation with the Nishmas Tzaddikim. Ki'inyin Olam HaCheruvim Olam HaTikin Kanal, regarding what we spoke about, to go through a lifetime of Olam HaCheruvim, of destroyed worlds, and Olam HaTikin, and bringing then Tikkunim, overcoming one's problems and one's chesroinus, and reaching a higher madrega to come to Olam HaTikin. V'yisa b'svarim. Okay, so this is, till here, we could try to understand. Now, we'll just read and we'll see what we could take from it. V'yisa b'svarim, Shabriyas Olam HaTikun, says in the Svarim, that the Olam HaTikun, the world of repair, Shumidas HaRachmim, which we learned is the Midah of Rachmim, right? The Midas HaDin, Gvura, that's the Olam HaCheruvim, that's the destroyed worlds. But the Olam HaTikun is Midas HaRachmim. Hayi b'shem HaNikra Ma HaChadosh. It says in the Kisvei Ari that the Olam HaTikun, which is created with the Midas HaRachmim, was created with the name Ma, which is one of the ways to spell. I mean, I'm not going to go into any details here. Ma is one of the is the Gematria 45 is one of the ways that the name of Hashem can be counted in Gematria. I'm not going to go into that anymore. HaChadosh Ma brings to all things that are new. Just like our mothers, right? We spoke about that last week a little bit, not just like Ma. In order to have anything new, it comes from Ma. So, Ma HaChadash. That there could be something Chadash, it comes from this Shem, which is called Memhe. Now, remember that even though he's talking about Shemus with the name Yudke Vavke, and it's a very deep thing in Kabbalah, the Shem Ma, but on a very, very simple level that we can try to understand, it's what we spoke about last week, that Ma is always a name that indicates, a word that indicates absolute humility. I don't know if I spoke about it. Yeah, I spoke about it on Purim for sure. Ma, like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, V'nachnu Ma. What are we? Karach made a whole to-do, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, that they're looking for power. V'nachnu Ma. What are we? What? Like we say in Davening, Ma on the Machay and the Machaz, and the Masik and Machach and Ma'an the Ma'al. Ma means what am I? I'm nothing. It's absolute humility. What? What means I'm nothing? I'm only Hashem. Only what Hashem is what gives me. Ma. That midah of ma, of humility, of recognizing that one has absolutely nothing. He only says to Hashem, ma anu, mechayenu, machazdenu. I don't have anything of my own. And Purim, I was talking about this. Ma bakasha seich, right? V'inosein lach. That if a Jew asks in such a way, if like Esther Malka, which means a Jew in Golis, asks Hashem in a way of humility, ma bakasha seich. If you ask with the memhei, v'inosein lach, I'll give it to you. But if you come thinking that if you think that it's coming to you, then you're not going to get it. But if it's ma bakasha seich, ma sheila seich, meaning what machayin and machazdein and machachayin and machvah saying, nothing, have nothing, have no, I don't deserve anything, v'yinasim lach, then I'll give it to you. So this shem mem hei achadash, sha'al yidei Hashem shal ma nischadshu elam satikun. According to the Rizal, with this way of spelling Hashem's name, I'm just going to say that the name Yudke Vavke can be, is written, when it's written molei, it can be spelled in different ways. And then if you want to look into that more, I'll leave it up to you. I'm not going to be responsible for that. So, in the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can write the Yud, right? Yud Vav Dalet. Then Yud Hei. The Hei can be written either Hei Hei, it can be written Hei Yud, it can be written Hei Aleph. Vav can be written either be written Vav Vav or Vav Aleph Vav. Yud Kei Vav. And again, the Hei can be written Hei Aleph, Hei Hei, or Hei Yud. And the different possibilities of gematrias are what we're talking about now, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of pages in the Sifrei Kabbalah that teach us what those different spellings and their gematrias mean in the olamis, in the world. So this memhe is memhe achadash, the Ari HaKadosh taught, is the name that was used, that Hashem used, achadash, to be mechadesh, to create this new world that's called Olam HaTikun. Zeh, and the Rebbe Melech now explains, this is what's hinted at in the pasuk of the first Rosh Chodesh, of that mitzvah that was given to us while we were still in Egypt, which we now, this Shabbos is the Shabbos HaChodesh, Parashas HaChodesh. Zeh HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Perish, the meaning of this, I'm giving this to you. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, the month. Perish, HaChodesh Tehainish, Zeh Mesur B'yedchem. I have given you, the Jewish people, and especially the tzaddikim, but every one of us could become a tzaddik. I have given you this power in your hands. Achadosh is Elohim. To do what? To be ma'oyver rachim, to awaken divine compassion. The same way that I created the world with rachim, and the din was taken away, I spoke to the tzaddikim, to the neshamah of the tzaddikim, whatever that means. And in doing so, I softened the din with compassion, with love. Achadosh is Elohim. Hashem says, I give the Jewish people this power. It's given to you, La'ira Rachim, Laide Hashem, to awaken Rachamim with this name, which again I say, but I'm just telling you that it means humility as far as our avodah is concerned. Shalma HaChodesh. That's HaChodesh, like Chodesh. HaChodesh is Elohim. You could build Mamisha world with humility, because humility means I have nothing, only what Hashem gives me. And there's no meter that Hashem wants, that causes Hashem, Kivyochel, to want to give as much as when a Jew is humble and says, I have nothing, only what you give me. Kinyan Abri Rishon, like the first time that the world was created. The Gemara says, why say Achadosh Lachem? So, you know, normally witnesses in court are not allowed to be related to each other, right? Witnesses are not allowed to be related. But there's a special din that by the witnesses that come and testify about the new moon, that they can be related. Another view says over in the Gemara, Chashuv lachem means what? Chashuv k'mayishchem. It means that Hashem was telling Moshe and Aaron. There are two things about Moshe and Aaron. One is, when Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, Achash lachem, this means two things. It means, one view says it means that just like Moshe and Aaron, you're brothers, and you could sanctify the first new moon, so too in the future, relatives are allowed to do that. Brothers can do that also. Just like your brothers. That's one thing. The other view says, no, lachem doesn't mean relate. It doesn't have to do with being related. It means chashuv k'mayishchem. That in the future, whenever there'll be the sanctification of the new moon, it has to be the Gedolei Yisrael. Chashuv, only the big bezdin. Big chashuv yidin, right? Says, according to what we learned now, they're not really arguing. They're two sides. Or the two, really, two layers of one Torah. The light plague means they're not disagreeing. that in order to awaken divine compassion in such a way, you need to have big tzaddikim who are in holding that olam atikun, who are drawing into this world from the olam atikun of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, because they're so unbelievably humble mem hei, that they're able to draw rachamim into the world. So they have to be chashuvim k'mayischem, very chashuv tzaddikim, tzaddikim gedolim, like Moshe and Aaron, whose trademark was their humility. Yeah. The Chadamar, and the other view, which is not arguing, was talking about, now what about regular Yidden? So what do we do? Like, you know, okay, so the answer is, well, become tzaddikim. Say that it's not always working out so well, and it takes a long time, so how are we, as regular people, what do we do to be Ma'ir Rachamim? So the tzaddikim, the Hashem consulted with the tzaddikim, and they're on this Madrega of Memhei, which means totally humble, and therefore Chadash, they're able to bring, what, a new world. The new world means of rachamim, of compassion, just like when Hashem created the world, when it was a new world called the world of Tikkun, the tzaddikim have the ability with their humility to draw into this world, a new year of compassion and so on. But what about if we're not chashuvim k'maisa? We're not chashuv like Moshe and Aaron. We're not tzaddikim. So the Rebbe says, the Nayim El Melech says, that the Baruch Hu doesn't forget about his about the people that are bartenders and mixing wine and, you know, accountants, lawyers, doctors and housewives and all the rest of everybody. Hashem Zbog didn't forget. So what about everybody else? So he says, V'chadamar, the one that says K'sher V'kraivim, it means it could work with relatives. See, so what does that mean? Shetzar Ha'achdus V'ahavu Kravis. That means even if you're not such a tzaddik, but at least if you love other Jews and you get along with people, if there's achdus between Jews, then there's nothing that gives Hashem's Baruch more nachas when he sees Yidden that are good to each other. Right? When you see the children are good to each other, it's the biggest nachas. So, and that's all hinted at in the pasuk. And that's why I said to Kashi before, and he says, Kol ma shabara kadosh baruch hu. Kol ma. What does that mean? So it says in Devarim, it says in Parshas Eikev, so, ma Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimcha, I think it says Me'imach. I don't remember. But anyway, maybe it's me. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimcha. What does Hashem want from you? So it goes on to say that you should be God-fearing and so on, and serve Hashem. But the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, the Nayim El Melech is saying that what's hinted at here is much deeper than that. It says there's one thing that Hashem asks more than anything else. And what's that? Memhei. Humility. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimcha. What does he want from you? He wants Mem Hei. And that's connected to Ma Nishtana Halayla Hazeh. We don't have time for that right now, but that's very, very big Indian in the whole state of Lel Pesach. The Rosh couldn't take it, so it's Maha Avodah Zeh. It's all connected with Mem Hei. Peirush, Zeh Hisayrus Harachimim. Hashem Yisbaruch wants the world to be happy. Hashem Yisbaruch wants to be mashpia brachas and taivis into the world. But the same way that Hashem consulted with the neshamas of the tzaddikim back then, Hashem is still consulting with Yidden, even now. And he's saying, listen, if you want that, that the world should be, that there should be not just olam charuv and destruction and suffering and demon, and to be put through all of that, and that there should be what bracha and hashpah toiva, and all good things, and there should be tikkunim and olam atikun and so on. So then you have to work on this midah of ma hashem lakech hashem imach, to be ma'oyre rachamim, the same way Hashem still consults with us. And he's still asking us, what do you want? Do you want Olam as Charuven? Do you want the Shem Elokim? Or do you want, which is Din? Or do you want Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim? Do you want Rachman? Shagam Elokecha. That's why it says, Maha Shem Elokecha. Look, Yud Kei Vav Kei means what? Rachman. Elokecha means Din. So he says, that's what it means. Ma, through the midah of Memhei, humility, you could cause there to be Hashem together with Elokecha. That the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Rachamim, will be mamtik, will soften and sweeten and repair the midah of Gvura of Elokecha. Shagam Elokecha, the Hayin Midas Adin, that even the Midas Adin, Nasa Midas Rachamim, just like by creation, it becomes Midas Rachamim. The Hayin Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei Baruch Hu, Shu Rachamim. And the way to bring this about is with this koyach of Mem Hei. Hadavar hazeh shorol mi'imach. Yeah, I think it says mi'imach. This is what Hashem Zbor, this is what Hashem Zbor asks from each and every one of us. Ma Hashem lakech shorol mi'imach. It's a very, then you have, this is connected also to the Ein Yodei Lishol, the, what it says in the Surah, there's a whole Indian on that, what does it mean? It says, Kan haben shorol. And then we have the Ani Yodei Lishol. Hashem is asking, we're asking, the whole union of the Lil Seders. Sha'at Tifel Kolzais. What Hashem Zbach wants is to be on this program. Rosh Chadosh. To begin a new world, a new year. Rosh Chadosh. Because we learned that it's Ma Chadosh. Rishon Hulachem, I gave this to you. I gave you this power to the Jewish people. I gave it to you. I gave it especially the Tzaddikim, they have this power. The ones, those Tzaddikim that are humble like Moshe and Aaron. And even other Jews, if you're at least humble enough to get along with each other, not to be stuck up and not to have always tightness and fight to come from gaiva and so on, but to be humble, at least ad kedei kach, that you get along with other Yidden. You don't have to be, so you're not a Moshe Rabbeinu, but at least the kalapachas to get along with people. And then you have the power of chadshe, of rishon hulachem lechadshe hashana mamish, to bring a new year, a good year. Perish zet tefal v'yidei ma'aseichem. This you will be able to bring about through your actions. L'chadesh tikkunim ba'olam ha'tikun. To reveal the olam ha'tikun. Ba'olam ha'saliyonim in the higher world. Shem the crime Reish. And the olam ha'tikun is called Reish, the head. That which is highest. Because really all Hashem wants is that it should be good for us. That's the highest, highest will of Hashem. Is that it should be good. Not olam ha'cheruvin. Not that there should be din and suffering. Only... It should be the highest thing, which is Rachman. Zeh Yifalachem Rachman B'Zeh'olam. Shonikra Shana, which is called Shana Year, Kedisa B'Sef Yitzira, as it's referred to in the Sef Yitzira, that Rachman in this world is called Shana. Shana is no word L'Shanos, to change. It means that Hashem Baruch gives us a chance to change. Kedisa B'Sef Yitzira, as it says in the Sef Yitzira. It's a hard thing to say at the Shabbos table, right? The story you can say at the Shabbos table, but this is not so plush. Mr. Chazer, this is it's a very, very big Torah. It's a very deep Torah. It's a time of his chachas, and the way that a person is machadish himself is to start from Aleph, from Ma Hashem Akach Hashol Mimach. We should come into Nisan, but it should be like it says in the Svarim, Yeshuas Makifas. It's a month that was surrounded with Yeshuas Nisan. So we're benching Rosh Chodesh, and we heard a very bad news, and every day something else. We should hear only the Chadashot, the news, the Chadoshah should be only Yeshuas Makifas with good things.